You had a board member who handed in her resignation. We can talk about that. And then later, I guess we'll talk about that first, then we'll talk about the process of the appointment.
We're sad to see Jamie Silling, one of our board members of the past 2 years, and somebody who's been very involved with the school district for a number of years, who will be leaving the school district and submitted her resignation. And so that was accepted by the board with great sadness, and we wish Jamie and her family the absolute best, and remain extremely grateful for everything that she provided for our school district. I referenced her involvement with the Restore the Legacy project up at Hannah Field, but so much more than that, and most recently, Jamie's leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the critical decisions that she helped our school district to make and helped lead. And so very appreciative in the support that Jamie has provided, and wish her and her family the very best.
Now let's talk about the board's decision to make an appointment and how the appointment process will work.
Yeah, so the board really was given three options following North Dakota Century Code. They could appoint an individual to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the term, which would be 1 year. They can fill the vacancy through an application and a selection process, or they could call for a special election. After discussing the options, the board chose to go with the route of appointing an individual to fill this vacancy. The intent of this is to identify an individual and to appoint that person at the July board meeting. That person, once appointed and accepting that position, will carry through this term and would make the choice then next spring on whether or not they would want to run for that position, or the election position would be opened up. And again, this would be a 1 year position. And so board president, vice president will take leadership relative to appointing that individual and bringing that forth to the board in July. And the board will act upon that at that time.